Radio Suffolk, What's On Diary.
More travel news coming your way very soon, but first of all, let's head to Bury St Edmunds because a new pager system has been introduced at the town's West Suffolk Hospital. Following a successful trial last month, the pagers are being given to outpatients facing an unavoidable delay. Well, earlier I spoke to Debs Ward, who's the outpatient department manager, and asked her how all this came about.
Well, we have a small group of staff in our outpatients department who regularly meet to look at ways to improve the experience for our patients. And they've come up with quite a few ideas, and this is one of them.
How does it work then?
Well, when a patient presents in our reception area, if there's going to be a delay in them seeing the consultant, and of course we do try and avoid delays wherever possible, but sometimes some of our patients have more complex issues that need longer discussion with the consultant, so sometimes delays are unavoidable. The patient will be handed a coaster type pager, and it does just look like a coaster that you'd use with your cup of coffee. They're then free to go and have a coffee or go and grab a newspaper, go and have a walk around the grounds. And then when the consultant is ready to see them, the coaster will light up and vibrate and they present back at reception.
So it saves them sitting on the same seat for hours on end.
Exactly, yeah. And I think, you know, when patients sometimes are anxious about seeing the consultant, it's much nicer to be able to wander off and, you know, do something distracting, read a newspaper, have a coffee, rather than sit in a busy, packed waiting area.
How many pages are there?
We have 15 at the moment. It might well be that we extend the amount of pages that we have. Certainly the feedback that we had during our two-week trial was absolutely excellent. The patients have really embraced them and seem to think that they're a good thing.
Have you been able to fund this one?
This one, we didn't actually take any funding away from patient care. It was actually funded by hospital staff themselves from our yearly charity hospital ball.
Lovely. So if you do want to extend this scheme, you're going to have to find some more money?
Well, we've got a little bit more money in the charity pot, and we do plan another hospital ball this year.
I was going to say a whole another ball, yeah.
Exactly, to facilitate more of ideas from the staff.
So this one's been given the thumbs up by staff and patients alike, and a good chance it will be extended?
Yes, some other departments are interested in the pages as well, so it might well be extended throughout the Trust.
The thoughts there of Debs Ward, who's the Outpatients Department Manager at the West Suffolk Hospital in Bury St Edmunds, talking to me earlier this afternoon.